Ephesians chapter 6, and let's talk. This is our final lesson on children for this season. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And, you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I love verse 1. It says, children, obey. That means parents are in charge. If parents wouldn't in charge, this verse would be futile. Parents are in charge, and children are supposed to heed the word that's coming from a godly parent, a praying parent, a mother and father who pray and read the word and are interested in raising their children, according to verse 4, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture means to tutor. It means to discipline. It means to train. It means to educate. There's a process by which you put what you know into your child, into their spirit, into their soul, and into their body. You do what you know will cause them to grow, spirit, soul, and body. And they're to come into obedience to your word. And it says, and this is my favorite part, it says, this is right. Do you see that in verse 1? This is right. This is right. And then they're not only going to obey you, but as they grow, they're going to honor you, which means they're going to revere you. They're going to esteem you highly. They're going to prize you. In other words, they're going to get old enough to come to a point to realize that you weren't as dumb as they thought. You know, parents dumb out. There's an age in which they're just really not very intelligent or don't understand the facts of life and how children need to be raised and what children need. But as you stick to your guns, you stick to what God and His Word have said, there'll come a point when they'll honor you, they'll revere you, and you'll be smarter than they thought. And well, look at Colossians. This is right. I love that. This is right. Colossians says it a little differently. Colossians and Ephesians are sister books. They're mirror books. They're mirror images of one another. And in chapter 3, verse 20, here's that same verse, worded just slightly different. Children, obey your parents in all things. This is what? Well-pleasing unto the Lord. Whereas Ephesians says this is right, says this is well-pleasing. It pleases God. It pleases God. When your children do something that you've asked them to do, you should let them know that God is pleased. They should know. The foundation of all that your household is founded in God. We had a friend building a house in Florida. They wanted a basement, which is very difficult to do in Florida. And they put in the basement, and overnight they had a thunderstorm, and it blew the wall down. Well, if you had built a house on that crumbling wall of that basement, you would not have had a strong house. And hurricanes had been prey to hurricanes. So you've got to have a strong foundation. If you're building a household of God, a household of faith, you've got to have a strong foundation. That foundation is the Word of the living God. And children need to know the Word. They need to know that obedience pleases God, and it's the right thing to do. And you need to point that out to them. Talk to them more about what's right than what's wrong. We've majored in error and fault and flaw and maybe minored in praising them, but children need to be praised. Now look at 1 Timothy, which we read last week, talked about last week, which rephrases this slightly different for us. You're going to nurture your children. You're going to raise them in God. You're going to put good things into them, provide good things for them. 1 Timothy chapter 3 talks about a bishop, which is a pastor. It also is true for every parent. One that rules well, verse 4, rules well his own house. That means to preside over his house. Having his children in subjection means they're obedient. Children in subjection means they obey. If a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? I like that because it gives us a word for rule, the opposite word, that helps us understand this type of rule is a rule that takes care of. It's the same word that's used of a shepherd taking care of sheep. You do it with great love. You do it with great compassion. It's justice with mercy. That's your part, to nurture them justly, to provide right things, to provide good things. 2:22, to do your part. You know, when you go to a restaurant and the waitress is not attentive, that's really aggravating, isn't it? When she's not doing her part. We sat at one restaurant, I don't know how long, seemed like an hour, but maybe it wasn't an hour, 40 minutes or so, before anybody even noticed we were sitting there, you know? And that's why some parents, they're just not doing their job. They're just not doing their part. They're sitting around, and children are beginning to rule. And where children rule, error and fault and flaw begins to rule. Because the Scripture says children are foolish. In other words, they don't know some things. Train up a child in the way they should go. We're supposed to know what way they should go. Now, I am aware that children make choices in spite of your training. I'm also aware that God's never finished.